Mary Moreland Isom has enjoyed the view from some of life's highest peaks in her 30 years of walking planet Earth. She was All-America soccer goaltender at LSU with a big enough leg to score a goal from her end of the field. She was homecoming queen, even tried out for Les Miles' football team at Baton Rouge. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with a generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more at WWIB.com. Isom's life, however, is pockmarked by crushing adversity, her dad's suicide, bouts of bulimia, and self-doubt. Mo Isom's here in the Chippewa Valley on Tuesday night to speak for the FCA annual fundraising banquet at Calvary Baptist. Doors open at 6:30. The event begins at 7, and she's here with me on Sports and Commentary. So, Mo, welcome to the show. Share a little bit of your story. Not everything, because we want to leave something for Tuesday night. Don't want to spill all the beans, but just, you know, tip of the iceberg stuff here, will you?
Yeah, tip of the iceberg. I won't give it all away, but it's definitely been a life of the roller coaster, highest highs and lowest lows. And, you know, raised up in the church and an incredibly driven athlete and soccer player and very focused from a very young age. But then started to really hit some struggles in high school around my identity, my worth, my value. Kind of knew a lot about God, but didn't really know God. Went off to college, and after my freshman year, incredible tragedy. My father's suicide entered the equation, and really at that point ran from God, was very wounded, very hurt, and about a year after that was in really a horrific car accident that very much physically injured me. But it was in that wreckage, kind of at the lowest point of all things, that God really revealed who he truly was to my heart and just captivated it and changed my perspective on everything. So I had moved through the highest highs of collegiate goalkeeper, All-American freshman year, you know, made Sports Center top 10 plays on a play, academically succeeding, and the world's eyes probably looked quite successful, but it was all undergirded by great tragedy, great adversity, but then ultimately saving grace that really changed everything. And so FCA was such a beautiful part of that whole story. They were present in my high school years, even though I kind of didn't receive it fully, kind of went through the motions with it, but they were then also present in my college years. In my darker times, they were very persistent, and then when I did come to know Christ, they were so present. Great community that found me and discipled me and ultimately even baptized me before I left LSU's campus to step into the real world. So I'm excited to share with the people in the area and those coming to support Fellowship of Christian Athletes just the important work that they're doing just by their presence on campuses in the lives of young people, where so many highs and so many crushing lows are really happening in all of our stories every day. And I love the ministry of FCA and what it's doing in and through the school campuses, because it looks past the athlete, it looks past the student, and it sees the heart. It sees the son or the daughter of God who needs to know truth and needs support and accountability and the gospel.
Yes. There's an interesting connection, Mo, to the other LSU football team, you know, the one that plays at Death Valley, of course. You had a tryout for that football team, didn't you?
I did. I spent 4 years on the women's soccer team and realized going into my fourth year that NCAA athletes actually get 5 years of eligibility, only four in one sport. So through all of those highs and lows, coming to know Christ, I moved into senior year, and I really felt God kind of challenged me and pressed me into a place that was very unfamiliar. I realized that I could use my fifth year of eligibility to pursue place kicking with the football team. And so I trained with them for about 20 months. I worked with the guys in conjunction with soccer and then just in training for football as a place kicker. And that was when they were number one, I think, between number one and number two with Alabama and LSU. It was in a pretty neat heyday of a lot of cool things going on at the university. So it was an incredible journey. I'll speak into that some as well. But it was ultimately a neat opportunity to step onto really a setting and continue to give God the glory and share that all that he had done in my life and why I was, you know, pursuing what I was. And he used it. He used it for his glory. So it was really fun.
Yeah. Sounds like the theme of your story is, if I could boil it down, without trouble, you can't have victory, huh?
No, you can't. You know, we have to ultimately understand, I think, kind of a reframing of our trials, of our adversity, of our pain, that God really can and does use all for his glory. And so our circumstances, our pain can derail us, or we can grow, we can learn, we can understand who he is in light of all of that and what he is willing and able to do with some of our darkest seasons and with some of our greatest trials. And it's a neat invitation. Romans 5, 3 through 5 says we can actually rejoice in our adversity, knowing that it produces perseverance, character, and hope in the Holy Spirit never fails us. And so what does that mean? What does that mean to be able to see even the hardest, suicidal, broken, depressed, anxious, dark seasons of our lives, allow him to reframe them in our heart and renew our minds and understand that he is in the business of making all things new and using all for good and for glory. And so it changes your life. It changes your life when you understand the gospel in that capacity, and it's what Jesus loves doing.
Mm, that's right. Mo Isom will be speaking at the annual FCA fundraising event, Calvary Baptist in Eau Claire, on Tuesday night. Doors open at 6:30. The event begins at 7, and I know the FCA folks would love to have as many Wibbers out as possible. So you can email Heidi. It's hsturm, H-S-T-U-R-M, at fca.org. Mo, thanks for spending some time with me, and looking forward to having you here in the Chippewa Valley on Tuesday night. God bless you.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you.